Chapter 30. The Training of Children. He who loves his son chastises him often, that he may be his joy when he grows up. He who disciplines his son will benefit from him and boast of him among his intimates. He who educates his son makes his enemy jealous and shows his delight in him among his friends. At the father's death he will seem not dead, since he leaves after him one like himself, whom he looks upon through life with joy, and even in death without regret. The avenger he leaves against his foes, and the one to repay his friends with kindness. He who spoils his son will have wounds to bandage, and will quake inwardly at every outcry. A colt untamed turns out stubborn. A son left to himself grows up unruly. Pamper your child, and he will be a terror for you. Indulge him, and he will bring you grief. Share not in his frivolity, lest you share in his sorrow, when finally your teeth are clenched in remorse. Give him not his own way in his youth, and close not your eyes to his follies. Bend him to the yoke when he is young. Thrash his sides while he is still small, lest he become stubborn, disobey you, and leave you disconsolate. Discipline your son, make heavy his yoke, lest his folly humiliate you. Health of soul and body. Better a poor man, strong and robust, than a rich man with wasted frame. More precious than gold is health and well-being, contentment of spirit than coral. No treasure greater than a healthy body, no happiness than a joyful heart. Preferable is death to a bitter life, unending sleep to constant illness. Dainties set before one who cannot eat are like the offerings placed before a tomb. What good is an offering to an idol that can neither taste nor smell? So it is with the afflicted man who groans at the good things his eyes behold. Do not give in to sadness, torment not yourself with brooding. Gladness of heart is the very life of man. Cheerfulness prolongs his days. Distract yourself, renew your courage, drive resentment far away from you. For worry has brought death to many, nor is there aught to be gained from resentment. Envy and anger shorten one's life. Worry brings on premature old age. One who is cheerful and gay while at table benefits from his food.